and we stopped just at the time we're talking about a pillow sham.
Oh, yes.
Buying a pillow sham.
And if for a bed that was probably in the parlor, you'd want to look real pretty, and you'd put a bedspread on and then put the pillows on top of the bedspread. Usually you'd have two pillows, have one flat and put the other one up, and then that way you'd have your pillow shams. Ordinarily they'd be about a half of a yard wide and just a little bit longer. And you could get them ready-made, and they'd be embroidered, or you could embroidery them yourself and make them stiff when you washed them by starching, and iron them real nice, and then you'd put that over those two pillows standing. One would be standing up and on top of the other one. And if you had a double bed, you'd have to have two pillow shams. Mm-hmm. And it made it very decorative.
You said if a bed were in the parlor, what does parlor mean?
Well, that would be what we'd call maybe a bedroom, usually it would be a living room with a bed in it, because people didn't have too many rooms then. They didn't have enough bedrooms for the members of the family.
A parlor would mean what?
The best room you had, with it might have a couch in it too, mm-hmm. and rocking chairs, and where you take your visitors when they come.
It would be the best room you had, no matter what you use it for.
That's right.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
in our home, we called it the front room.
And while we're on this, what is anything that is twice as long as a pillow? What would you call that?
Bolster.
Okay. And something...
Now that, if you had a bolster and put it on your bed first, and then put two pillows close together, you see, then that was good to put your pillow shams over too. It would hide the bolster and the pillows.
And what do you make, bed cover that you make out of scraps and designs?
Quilts.
Do you ever use comforts?
Yes.
Is that true?
They're made, usually the comforts are just the material sewed together, but the quilts are made of little pieces and fancy patterns, and then it's quilted in a quilt frame. But the comforts, what we call comforts, you put more cotton in and you tack them. You put them in a frame, but then you just bring the thread up and tie it.
I see.
That's called tacking.
And suppose you make a bed on the floor.
Pallet.
Okay. And now we shift to a discussion of different kinds of soil or ground. Suppose a farmer says, he always has a big crop off that field. It must be very what?
Rich.
Rich or any other term?
Fertile.